姐妹朋友好。
Greeting to brothers, sisters, and friends.
每个主日能够看到每一位，实在是我的喜乐，我的欢心。
It is a joy that I can see you, brothers and sisters, in the Lord's Day.
因为实在是每一位都是神他重价所买回来的。
Because every person was bought with a heavy price.
我实在是很高兴，就是。也很珍惜每一次我们的聚集。
And I'm very joyful and also I treasure it very much every time we gather together.
我们开始我们复习一下最近神在我们在这边带领的信息是什么。
To start, let's review what's been the messages that God has been leading us to.
我听到的信息是神他的会幕在我们当中。
What I heard is the tabernacle of God is among us.
我们看到我们的神他是要与我们同在的神。
We can see that our God is the one who wants to dwell among us.
他是要牧养我们的神。
The one who wants to shepherd us.
更是他要更新我们。
More so, he wants to renew us.
上个主日我们还记得弟兄跟我们分享些什么吗？
Do you remember what our brother shared with us last Sunday?
喜乐。
Joy.
对，我们要喜乐。
Yes, we need to be joyful.
有神的同在，我们就有喜乐。
If we have God abiding with us, then we will be joyful.
失去神的同在，不管我们光景是如何，我们没有喜乐。
But if we lose that dwelling of God, then we will lose our joy too.
今天我们是要把我们的重点放在他是牧养我们的神。
But today we want to focus on that He is the one who's shepherding us.
所以牧养是我们今天所我们要看的。
So the shepherd is something we will look at today.
好不好？我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，我们来到你的跟前，主，我们知道，主你在牧养我们每一位。
Lord, we thank you. As we come before you, we know that you are shepherding every single one of us.
让我们看到主实在是主你眷顾我们。
So that we see that you are really taking care of us.
你在那边关照我们
and you are carrying our business.
你爱那属于主你自己的羊
and you love those sheep who belong to you.
让我们今天能够听到我们主人的声音
So today we hope to hear the master's voice.
不管是说的听的主我们都能够在一起蒙福
If we are speaking or we are hearing that we will be blessed by you.
愿你的名得荣耀
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And all these we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 让我们先来看一处的经文。
Let's first look at a passage.
是在撒母耳记上第二十三章。
This is in 1 Samuel chapter 23.
这是一个很紧张的局面。
It's a very tense situation.
为什么呢？因为扫罗他在那边追杀大卫。
Because at the time Saul was pursuing David.
我们看这两队的军马已经快要碰在一块。
We saw that the two armies are almost meeting each other.
我们从二十三章，我们从二十四节，我们先一直读到二十九节，然后二十四章我们从。就是念第一节跟第二节。
From chapter 23, verse 24, we'll read to 29, and then we'll go on to 24 from verse 1 to 3.
1 to 2.
Verse 1 to 2.
Okay. 24节，西弗人就起身在扫罗以先往西弗去，大卫和跟随他的人却在马云旷野南边的亚拉巴。扫 ，OK，
在verse 24 So they set out and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the desert of Maon in Arabath south of Jeshumun.
二十五节，扫罗和跟随他的人去寻找大卫。有人告诉大卫，他就下到磐石，住在马云的旷野。扫罗听见，便在马云的旷野追赶大卫。
Verse 25 Saul and his men began his search, and when David was told about it, He went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. When Saul heard this, he went into the desert of Maon in pursuit of David.
26节，扫罗在山这边走，大卫和跟随他人在山那边走。大卫急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围住大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。
Verse 26, Saul was going along one side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away from Saul. As Saul and his forces were closing in on David and his men to capture them.
27节，忽有使者来报告扫罗说，非利士人犯境抢掠，请王快快回去。
Verse 27, a messenger came to Saul, saying, Come quickly, the Philistines are raiding the land.
28节，于是扫罗不追赶大卫，回去攻打非利士人，因此那地方名叫希拉哈马，希罗杰。
Verse 28, then Paul broke up the pursuit of David and went to meet the Philistines. That is why they call this place Selah Hamelech Cove.
29节，大卫从那里上去，住在隐基底的山寨里。
And David went up from there and lived in the stronghold of En Gedi.
24章第一节，扫罗追赶非利士人回来，有人告诉他说，大卫在隐基底的旷野。
Chapter 24, verse 1. After Saul returned from pursuing of the Philistine, he was told, David is in the desert of En Gedi.
第二节，扫罗就从以色列人中挑选3000精兵，率领他们往野羊的磐石去，寻索大卫和跟随他的人。
So Saul took 3,000 chosen men from the Israel and set out to look for David and his men near the cracks of the wild goats.
我有slide， 我可不可以请弟兄帮我们放一下
？We have some transparency up here.
为什么今天我把隐基底当做我们的题目呢
？Why do I use the word En Gedi as our theme today？
这个地方，如果你知道的话，它是位于死海的西边的一个小地方。
This is a little place west of the Dead Sea。
这个地方是一个旷野。
It's a desert。
我们看到这边有就是甚至在24节说是一个野羊的磐石。
And you can see that it's at the, it's a stronghold where that the stone is.
那这件事情怎么会发生呢
？So how did this thing happen？
谁是扫罗？谁是大卫
？Who's Saul and who's David？
可能很多人已经知道。
Many people may know already.
但是有许多人可能不大清楚。
But some of you may not be clear about this.
扫罗是王。
Saul is the king.
是以色列人的王。
And the king of the Israel.
他是被恩膏的王。
And he's the anointed king.
但是很不幸，他却离开了神。
Unfortunately, he left God.
他要用他的方法来做他自己的事情。
He wanted to do his things with his own methods.
以致他离开了神。
So that he finally left God.
神另外兴起一个王，就叫做大卫。
So God raised up another king, and that's David.
大卫那时候还很年轻。
David was very young then.
你知道扫罗跟大卫有什么关系吗
？So what's the relationships of Saul and David?
不止扫罗是大卫的王。
Not only Saul is the king of David.
他也是扫罗的女婿。
And He's the father-in-law of David.
也是他最好朋友的父亲。
And also the father of David's best friend.
那为什么有这么多的关系，他还要追杀他大卫呢
？So with all this relationship, yes, Saul still want to pursue after David.
扫罗觉得如果不把大卫除去，他没有办法把他的王位传给他的儿子。
Maybe Saul thought that if he did not get rid of David, then the throne would not be passed on to his son.
加上神已经离开了他。
And in addition, God had left Saul.
所以这边有很多错综的关系。
So there's many conflicting relationships.
所以我们看到扫罗在这边叫追杀大卫。
So here we see that Saul is pursuing after David.
然后今天我们看到他们已经追杀了到一个地步，两队的军马已经快要碰在一起了。
So we see this point that to the point that the two armies are almost meeting each other.
但是我们看到却有人忽然有使者来报告扫罗说有非利士人犯境侵略。
But then there was a messenger who came to Saul and said that the Philistines are attacking.
扫罗就把他的军队就调回去了。
So Saul took his armies back to his own city.
所以大卫在这个时候好像他命捡了回来。
So it seems like David just picked back up his life.
那他把那个地方叫做希拉哈马西罗杰。
So he called that place Sailor Hammer Le Cove.
这地方是一块岩石。
And it's a rock, a place of a rock.
那个岩石他就把这个地方叫做那个地方是离开的岩石。
And he called that place as the place is away from the rock.
The rock of party. 那个地方是看到他敌人离开了。
And they call it rock apart, so it seems the enemies had left that place.
所以大卫从那个地方就上去住在隐基底的山寨里。
So David went up to, and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi.
我们看下一张的slide.
The next slide.
这边他说住在隐基底的山寨里。
And here it said living in the stronghold of En-Gedi.
山寨好像是一个保护的地方。
A stronghold is like a place that will protect you.
或者是神已经把他从敌人的手中好像抢救出来。
Or maybe God had taken him away from the enemies.
但其实这山寨是什么呢？
But what is really this stronghold?
这山寨我们看到只是一个旷野。
It's only a desert place.
或者是一个山洞。
Or maybe just a cave.
他躲在那山洞里面。
He was hiding in the cave.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道他在这山洞躲了多久吗？
Brother and sister, do you know how long he was hiding in that cave?
除了这个山洞，还有另外一个山洞，前面有提到，就是亚杜兰洞，在22章撒母耳记上那边有提到另外一个山洞。
And there's another cave that was mentioned earlier in chapter 22.
他在这个洞里面躲躲藏藏，一共躲了十年的时间。
He was hiding in a cave back and forth for about 10 years.
他在这漫长的时间里面，他有没有看到神的手在他的身上？
In this long time, he saw the working of the hands on his, on him.
他实在是躲在那洞里面。
He was really hiding in the cave.
为什么我们知道呢？
Why do we know that?
因为他在许多的诗歌里面，他有这样描写。
Because he described that in many of his psalms.
我们放下一个下一个 slide.
The next slide.
这边我们看到这个地方是一个是一个野羊的洞，野羊的磐石。
And this is a rock of the where the wild goats are.
是一个旷野。
It's a desert.
好，我们下一张。
The next slide.
我们从诗篇。
From Psalm.
第十八篇第一节到第三节，他怎么说呢？
From Psalm 18, from verse 1 to verse 3,
他说：“耶和华，我的力量啊，我爱你。”
He said, "I love you, O Lord, my strength."
耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
第三节他说，我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。
Verse 3 it said, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
我们看到神在这十年里面，他如何牧养他的
And we see that how God had tended to David in these 10 years.
很多时候我们觉得神牧养我们应该是在青草地上，应该在 安歇的 可安歇的水边。
Sometimes we think that when God is shepherding us, that it should be in the quiet stream by the green pastures.
但我们看到大卫的光景却是在山洞里面躲躲藏藏。
But we see that the situation of David was in the cave and hiding in the cave.
但神的手有没有离开他？
But did the hand of God depart from him?
神从来没有离开他过。
God never did leave him.
神在那边牧养他。
God was shepherding him.
他在那边经历神。
He was experiencing God.
虽然在洞穴里面也许不见天日。
Even though you may not see the light in the cave.
但是他在那边却能够寻找亲近主。
But yet he can still seek after and be close to God there.
你知道大卫有写了大部分的这个诗篇的里面所有的这些诗歌。
You know, most of the Psalms are written by David.
但是其中有六个诗篇是叫做金诗。
And there's a sixth psalm and we call it special psalms.
这金诗就是它里面最历练，里面就是经历最高的诗。
And it's among those songs that is the he experienced God the most.
除了诗篇十六篇以外，还有五十六一直到六十篇。
Other than Psalm 16, and then from Psalm 56 to Psalm 60.
我们看一下第五十七篇，诗篇五十七篇。
Let's read from Psalm 57.
这边很清楚讲到，他是在逃避扫罗的时候。藏在洞里，那时候他写的这首经诗。
And he is mentioning that when he David was escaping from Saul, and when he was hiding in the cave, and he wrote this song.
他在难处的时候，他没有被难处困住，他却写了这首诗歌。
When he was in trouble, he was not bound by the trouble, but he wrote this song.
我们好不好一起同声来念五十七篇？
Let's read the psalm together.
我们可以看到他的心情是怎么样。
We can see what it, how did he feel at the time.
在这边有没有抱怨？
Was he complaining?
或者是他在这边有赞美？
Or was he praising?
我们来看一下。
Let's read.
我们一起同声来念，英文、中文一起来念。
In either languages.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，只等灾害过去。我要求告至高者的神，就是为我层层诸事的神。那要突破我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中，他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。神啊，愿你从高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心。他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。我的灵啊，你当行起，琴瑟啊，人当行起，我自己要及早行起。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你的崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。我在这边我没有看到他有任何的抱怨。
I did not see any complaint in this passage.
我又看到他写世人他们的邪恶。
I can see the wickedness of the people of this age.
但是到诗篇后面，我们可以看到，他说，你的慈爱高及诸天。
But then he said that your love is reaching to heavens.
你的诚实达到穹苍。
And your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
他在洞里面。
He was in the cave.
他可以看到外面。
He can see what's outside.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们是不是也在洞里面？
Brother and sister, are there times that we are in the caves?
我觉得我时常在洞里面。
I felt that I'm always in the cave.
我觉得我四面围住。
And I was surrounded.
好像我出不去。
Seems I cannot get out.
所以光景有时候是，或者是我们的工作。
Maybe it's our work.
或者是我们的家人。
Maybe it's our family.
或者我们身体的情况。
Maybe it's our health.
让我们好像出不去这样的光景。
It seems like we cannot escape out of it.
但是我们要从这诗篇里面，我们会学习到大卫，他虽然在那洞穴里面。
But we, from this psalm, we can see that even David was in the cave.
求主让我们的眼睛能够超过这洞。
That our eyes may see beyond the cave.
他可以看到外面，他的慈爱是高及诸天。
He can see from the outside that his love reaches to heavens.
他的诚实能够达到穹苍。
And his faithfulness reaches the sky.
当我们看到这些的时候，我们的心就会有赞美。
When we see that, then our heart will be praising him.
我们全人会被他拯救。
And we will be saved by him.
他要把我们从那深坑里面能够救出来。
He will take us out from this pit.
这礼拜我收到一个 email.
I got an email this week.
是一个，我是觉得对我是一个很有鼓励的 email.
I think it's a very encouraging email to me.
这 email 是有一位姊妹，她很关心我们的肢体。
And this sister, she really cared about our church.
也鼓励我在这边能够跟大家分享。
And encourage me to share with you all.
你们还记得八月中我们有一个年轻人的退休会？
Do you remember in August, mid August, we have an English retreat?
我们请了一位美国弟兄，他是叫做Brother Devon Frumpy。
And we have a speaker. His name is Devon Frumpy.
他的姊妹叫做 Ruth.
And his wife is Ruth.
这 email 是从他的姊妹来。
And this email is from his wife.
他 email 里面，他跟我说，他跟他的女儿常常最近这一个月来一直帮，就是小史他们一家祷告。
And she was saying that in this past month, she and her daughter was been praying for our sister 小史。
我一直很诧异为什么她会知道那么多呢？
I was amazed that why did she know so much about this?
这姊妹她在退休会里面三天都很安静。
And this sister was very quiet during the retreat.
她就是笑笑在那边，就是坐在后面，就是一直观察着。
And she was just smiling and just sitting on the back and observing.
她看到有一位小姊妹，她的脸好像有忧愁。
And she saw that seems like this little sister had some sorrow in her.
然后她就跟我的姐妹 Jean 有一点交通。
And she was talking then to my wife Jean.
原来知道她爸爸在医院里。
And find out that the father was in the hospital.
所以她知道情况。
So she knows a little bit about this.
最后一天八月十四号那天晚上在这边信息以后。
And after the message on August 14, at church here.
我有做一点报告报告一下我们弟兄的情形。
And there was some announcement, I announced about the situation of our brother.
原来他说他的女婿在不久以前同样的光景也是被主接去。
And come to find out, her son-in-law had the same situation was taken away by the Lord also not too long ago.
所以他回去跟他的女儿讲到这件事情。
So she went home and talked to her daughter about it.
所以他的女儿知道我们小史姊妹的情形。
So the daughter knew about the situation of 小史。
虽然他们从来不认得。
Even though they do not know each other.
也没有谈过话。
And they never talked to one another.
但是他们两个母女却一起为小史他们祷告。
But mother and daughter were praying for 小史。
那我就觉得哇，为什么这位两个姐妹她们那么敏感？
And I was wondering how come they are so sensitive, this mother and daughter.
所以从来素来不认识的人，他们可以这样迫切祷告。
And they can pray so earnestly for somebody they don't even know.
我也把我们这边的情形就详细的把它打 email 回去让他们知道。
So I just sent an email back and kind of telling them the situation here.
很多时候我们的光景好像我们出不去。
It seems like many times we cannot get out of our situation.
但我们不晓得有那么多人我们不认识的人却在帮我们祷告。
But we didn't know that there are so many people we don't know are praying for us.
所以我们的环境我们不会被困住。
So we will not be bounded by this situation.
我们会被解脱。
We will eventually be free.
感谢主他在我们每一个人身上所做的工。
We thank the Lord that what He's doing in our heart.
像我们没有一位是在还是在洞穴里面。
and hope that none of us are still in the caves.
或者说我还不认识这位主。
Or maybe we said that we don't know this Lord yet.
就像这个诗歌，他说我的灵啊，第八节诗篇五十七篇第八节，他说我的灵啊，你当醒起。
And just like this psalm saying in verse 8, it said, "Awake, my soul."
琴瑟啊，你们当醒起。
Awake, harp and lyre.
我自己要及早醒起。
I will awaken the dawn.
扫罗说他自己他的灵要早早的醒。
David said that my soul has to awake.
我们如果我们在这边，我们听到有这样的福音，他是牧养我们的主。我们希望你们早早的能够灵能够醒起。
And if you heard the gospel, I hope that your soul will awake too.
我们不要再等太久。
Let's not wait.
等到我们的光景已经没有办法了。
Or to the situation that we have no way out.
那时候我们再来寻求。
Then we seek the Lord then.
趁有光的时候，我们要赶快接受这光。
When there is still light, let's receive the light.
在隐基底里面。大卫有没有机会逃脱呢
？In Engedi, did David have any chance to escape?
他用自己的手可不可以逃脱呢
？Can he escape on his own effort?
有一次机会。
He had one opportunity.
他可以结束，他不要等十年，他可以从这洞出去就做王了。
He did not have to wait for 10 years. He can just become king then.
你们知道这故事吧
？You know the story, right?
二十四节以后，在撒母耳记二十四节。二十四章那边完全是讲到他有这机会。
In chapter 24 of First Samuel, talk about the opportunity.
扫罗再次选三千的精兵来搜寻他。
And Saul had picked 3,000 soldiers to pursue after David.
扫罗却要找一个地方他能够方便。
And Saul need to find a place to relieve himself.
结果大卫他是正好躲在那洞里面。
And then David was happened to be in that cave.
跟随他人说，你的机会来了。
Those who followed David said, "Here's your opportunities."
你如果杀了他的话，这个是神的意思。
If you kill him, this must be the will of God.
你大概可以解脱你这个躲躲藏藏的日子。
You can terminate the days that you have to hide.
你也知道你已经被封为王了。
And you know that you become king.
你这躲藏的日子到今天为止。
And the days of your hiding will stop.
但是大卫有没有如此做呢
？But did David do that?
他没有做。
No, he did not.
他过去只是把扫罗的衣襟切下来。
He only cut off the cloth, a piece of cloth from the Saul's clothes.
扫罗王他不晓得。
And the king Saul did not know about it.
等到他要离开的时候，大卫从这洞里面出来。
When he was leaving, then David came out.
因为他说你是受膏的王，我不能够下手害你。
Because he said you are the anointed king, I cannot put my hands and hurt you.
如果你没有听过这故事的话，我希望你回去可以看一下。
If you heard of this story, I hope that you will go back and read it.
啊，我知道，我们知道扫罗那个时候听了他的话以后，他很感动，他离开了。
We know that Saul was moved after he heard that and he left.
但是扫罗有没有从此悔改？
But did Saul repent?
没有。
He did not.
很多时候我们希望这十字架的功课可以短一点。
And sometimes we hope that the lesson of the cross can be shortened.
希望用我们的手可以结束这神在我们身上的工作。
We can terminate the work of God with our own effort.
或者是我们就忘记痛苦。
That we can forget the suffering.
或者是我们就自己找一个出路。
Or we can find a way out on our own.
但是我们看到这位神的仆人大卫，他没有如此做。
But we can see this servant of God David, he did not do that.
扫罗后来还是在追杀他。
Saul continued to pursue after him later.
直到扫罗他被他的敌人所杀死。
Until Saul was killed by his own enemy.
他在这洞里面，他躲藏了十年。
He was hiding in the cave for 10 years.
他不愿意用他自己的手来剪短神在他身上的工作。
He does not want to use his own method to shorten the lesson from God.
他是如此牧养我们的神。
He is the one who shepherd us.
在隐基底地。
In the place of Engedi.
好，我们在从这隐基底里面，我再带你到另外一个 图画里面。
Okay, from the Engedi's place, I want to take you to another picture.
好，我们继续下一张。
To the next slide.
我们现在我们要看到是在雅歌书。
And we want to see from the Psalm of Song.
雅歌书第一章里面，他又提到这个隐基底的地方。
In Psalm of Song chapter 1, it was again the place Engedi was again mentioned.
这时候不是一个山寨。
And this time it's not a stronghold.
这时候他却讲的是他是一个葡萄园
and it's a vineyard instead
隐基底他也是一个沙漠的绿洲
and Engedi is also is a green island in the desert
这边有泉出来
there's a stream coming out
所以这些泉能够灌溉这边有一些棕榈树
and in this stream there are some trees here
而且这边有许多的葡萄园
and there's many vineyards there
所以这葡萄园是一个复数的
So the vineyard is a plural
神他在这边他照顾属于他的人
And here God is taking care of those who belong to him
开始我们看到大卫是在那边是把他看作是一个山寨
In the beginning David saw that as a stronghold only
但是在这边却是一个变成一个葡萄园
But this place become a vineyard
而且特别注意的话我们一起来念雅歌书第一章第十四节
Let's read from Psalm of Songs chapter 1 verse 14
我以我的良人为一棵凤仙花在隐基底葡萄园中
My lover is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of Engedi
这边我们还特别注意他讲到提到有一个良人
And we can pay attention that there's a lover here
然后这边也讲到是一颗凤仙花
And there's a henna blossom
这雅歌的作者是所罗门
And the author of this is Solomon
他写的这个好像是一个爱情的歌
Seems like it's a song of a love song
好像大家都读过这样的一个诗歌
Seems like everyone had read this song
或者有人觉得说哦，他描述太太深入太肉麻了我不敢看
And maybe you said that it's too deep that I cannot read this
但是里面却描写了这爱情的故事
But it talks about a love story
其实神爱我们就像这个爱情的故事一样
The way that God loves us it seems like it will be like this love story
我们看一下第一章第七节它有一个问题
There's a question here mentioned in chapter 1 verse 7.
他说我心所爱的求你告诉我你在何处牧羊上午在何处使羊歇卧我必在你同伴的羊群旁边好像蒙着脸的人
So tell me you whom I love where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends
这边又提到是一个牧人
And here talk about a shepherd here
神他在隐基底的地方也是在牧养我们
In the place of Engedi God is shepherding us
这边有生命的这边我们有看到有生命的水流出
Here we can see the living water coming out
好像呢泉源涌出来
Seems like it's like overflowing from the fountain
所以这边是一个葡萄园
And there's a vineyard there
所以好像跟刚刚那个光景是一个磐石是野羊的磐石是一个沙漠是一个旷野完全不一样
It's very different than at the place of the wild goat the desert earlier
弟兄姐妹们我们在主里面经历是不是也是如此
Brothers and sisters do we have the same experience
开始我们能被拯救
In the beginning we were saved
我们看到神是我们的山寨
We saw that God is our stronghold
他在那边救了我们
He saved us there.
慢慢的，我们在教会里面，我们跟弟兄姐妹们，我们开始享受，好像这这神的家里面，我们在这家里面，我们有有喜乐。
And later on, then we enjoy the fellowship in this household.
我们在这边有敬拜。
And here we have joy, we have worship.
我们有聚集。
And we have gathering.
甚至在这个葡萄园里面，还有一颗凤仙花。
And also in this vineyard there will be that cluster of the henna blossoms
作者里面这边好像凤仙花是一个预表是一个所罗门王
And it seems like that's a prophesizing a king of Solomon.
但是我们再从远再来看，这个王其实就是一个基督的预表。
But we can see that it really is revealing Christ.
我们在这教会里面，我们不是聚聚吃吃喝喝而已。
When we are gathering in the church, we don't just gather and eat.
我们在这教会里面，我们有基督为王。
We have Christ as the King here.
他在这边拯救了你我。
He saved us, you and I.
所以我们在这边，我们有敬拜，我们有赞美。
So that's why we have praise and worship here.
所以我们看一下的情况不一样，不是在逃亡，不是在那边躲避。
The situation has changed. We're no longer escaping and hiding.
我们在这边，我们是享受葡萄园里面它的出产。
Here we are enjoying the fruits from the vineyard.
我们在欣赏这朵奉献花是何等的美丽。
We're enjoying the beauty of this cluster of the henna blossoms.
主耶稣他在我们身上做的，我们可以看到这主他是何等的美善。
We can see what Christ has done is so wonderful.
他在这边，他为他的羊舍命。
He died for his sheep over here.
他甚至说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He said, "I'm the good shepherd. Good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep."
他说我来是要叫人或者是叫羊得生命。
He said, "I came that people or the sheep will have life."
而且得的更丰盛。
And have it to the full.
我想我们弟兄姐妹们都尝到。
I think brothers and sisters have tasted it.
我们在彼此之间的照顾。
The caring among one another.
彼此之间的代祷。
The praying for one another.
我们是在尝到这在主里面的丰富。
We can feel the abundance in our Lord.
所以慢慢的，我们的光景，我们已经挪到这个葡萄园里面。
So our situation has turned into like a vineyard now.
隐基底是不是就停在这里
？So did the plate and Getty stop here?
隐基底它不停在这里。
No, it will not just stop here.
我再把你带到另外一个图画里面。
So I will take you to another picture.
这是在以西结书。
This is in Ezekiel.
在四十七章。
Chapter 47.
我们看一下第十节。
Let's read from verse 10.
我们翻到，我们也是一起来念。
And once we find it, we can read it together.
四十七章第十节。
Chapter 47, verse 10.
必有渔夫站在河边
shore,
在隐基底直到隐以格连都做晒网之处那鱼各从其类好像大海的鱼甚多、
like、
我们再看第十二节
Let's read from verse 12 also.
在河这边与河那边的岸上必生长各类的树木其果可做食物叶子不枯干果子不断绝每月必结新果子因为这水是从圣所流出来的树上的果子必做食物叶子乃为治病这本来是一个旷野是一个岩石的地方
It started out to be a desert to be a stronghold
我们看到另外一个光景，它是一个葡萄园。
But now, then we see that it's like a vineyard.
里面有凤仙花。
And there's the henna blossom.
这第三幅图画里面，让我们看到，却是在一个河边。
And the third picture is along the river.
怎么一回事呢
？So what's going on here?
以西结是一个先知。
Ezekiel is a prophet.
当他看到以色列人离开了神以后。
When he saw that the Israelites have left God,
神兴起他的敌人，把这些以色列人都掳去。
God raised up their enemies to take them captive.
他们被掳到巴比伦去了。
Captive into Babylon.
但是他却看到将来神还是要复兴他们。
Saw that God will still raise them up eventually.
这个地方本来是一个沙漠地。
And this place started out to be a desert.
在死海的旁边。
Right next to the Dead Sea.
但是将来这边却要跟大海连接。
But eventually it will be connected to the Great Sea.
里面的鱼多得不得了，各从其类，好像大海的鱼。
They will have so many fishes, many kinds, just like the fish of the Great Sea.
所以我们可以看到许多的丰富在这边。
We can see a lot of abundance here.
有许多的渔网在这边晒。
And many fishing nets will be here.
小至甚至说在这边张网。
And they will spread the net here.
张网是干什么呢
？So why do you spread the net?
张网是在捕鱼。
Is to catch the fish.
那你会说这水是从哪里来的呢？
So you're asking where does the water come from?
47章前面第一节他就讲到这水是从殿的门槛下有水往东流出。
And from chapter 47 verse 1 you can see the water coming down from under the south side of the temple.
原来殿面朝东。
And it was facing east.
这水从坎下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
And the water then comes down under the south side of the temple, south of the altar.
所以这条河越流越大。
The river flow more and more.
所以我们看到里面它开始有生物。
So we can see that there's life in the water.
我们知道死海是那个地方是。一点生物都没有的。
We know that the Dead Sea had no light, objects in there.
我去年有机会到约旦的地方。
Last year I had the opportunity to went to Jordan.
我们游览车就停在那死海的旁边。
The tour bus stopped right next to the Dead Sea.
我们只有30分钟的时间。
We have about 30 minutes of time.
那个带领我们的陈锡珍弟兄他说死海他是盐分多浓。所以你在上面的话会浮着。
Christian Chan was the leader. He said that this is the Dead Sea. It's so dense. If you go down, you will float.
所以我只有到水边摸摸水。
So I just touched the water.
水好像是很滑的。
And it seems like it's very slimy.
有些弟兄姐妹他们就换了游泳衣就跳下去了。
Some brother and sister they took the swimming suit and then just went into the water.
他们要做一些实验。
They want to do the experiment.
哎，果真是可以浮起来。
They really was floating.
里面因为盐分太高了，一点生物都没有。
Because the salt content was so high, there's no lives in there.
但是我们回到这光景，这里面却有许多的鱼。
But when we come back and look at this, there's so many fish in there in this water.
现在是这是将来的光景，神要把我们带进去。
This is the situation God wants to take us into in the future.
这个岸边。还有种许多的果树。
In the shore, then the two sides there are many fruit trees.
这个受着生命河水的滋润。
And it was fed by these water alongside of it.
这个树不只是结果子。
Not only is bearing the tree is bearing the fruits.
叶子不枯干。
The leaves will not wither.
我们这边大概秋天已经到了，叶子有些叶子已经在掉了。
Now the fall has come, and you can see some of the leaves already wither.
但在这河边的叶子，它却不枯干。
But on the bank of the river, the leaves will not wither.
这树的果子可以做食物。
And the fruit of the tree can be used as food.
叶子乃为医病。
And the leaves can be used to heal.
哦，神又把我们带到更高的一个情况。
So God take us to a higher environment.
他牧养我们，他用食物喂养我们。
And He will shepherd us with the food.
你还记得他说我就是生命的粮。
Remember He said, I am the bread. I'm the bread of life.
他在这边也做医治的工作。
And He also do the work of healing too.
我们心里有很多的创伤。
We have a lot of hurt in our hearts.
我们有许多的忧愁。
We have many sorrows.
但是我们看到神。在这边他一一的医治我们。
But we can see that God is healing us here.
或者我们身体上有软弱。
Maybe we're weak in our body.
我想我们听到许多弟兄姐妹的见证。
We can hear a lot of testimony from our brothers and sisters.
神在这边做医治的工作。
God is doing the work of healing here.
你有没有想到这样是什么样的光景呢？
Can you imagine this situation here?
这把我们带到启示录第22章。
It will take us into Revelation chapter 22.
这边讲到在新天新地新耶路撒冷的时候前面有一条河里面有生命的水。
And talk about in the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem, there's also a river here.
我们来看22章第一节到第五节。
You can see from chapter 22 verse 1 to verse 5.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一条生命水的河明亮如水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb.
在河这边与那边有生命树结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Down the middle of the great city, great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations.
第三节，以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
Verse 3, no longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.
第四节，也要看见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Verse 4, they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
第五节，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要用光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Verse 5, there will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp and the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
这是何等的光景。
And this is such a wonderful situation.
神从开始拯救我们。
God started to save us.
把我们从那洞穴里面救出来。
Save us from the cave.
今天把我们放在教会里面。
Today he put us in the church.
我们看到主耶稣基督在这边，他做拯救的工作。
We can see our Lord Jesus Christ is doing the work of salvation.
他在各个他山上，他为我们舍身流血。
In the hill of Golgotha, he was shedding blood for us.
他今天也在喂养我们。
Today he's still shepherding us.
他供应我们。
He provides for us.
到最后，我们要跟他一起做王。
Eventually, we'll be king with him.
他把我们带到那新耶路撒冷的状况。
To the environment of the New Jerusalem.
以前神说，我常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
And before, and he said he was walking among the temple and the tabernacle.
And tabernacle. 但是我吩咐牧养我以色列民的。
But I commanded those who are shepherding the Israelites.
他一直牧养属于他的人。
He would continue to shepherd those who belong to him.
从隐基底这个地方我们可以看到。
From this place of Engedi, we can see.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要有信心进入他的山寨里。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have the faith to enter into his stronghold.
能够得到这拯救。
To receive this salvation.
我们要。也要进入这葡萄园当中。
We also need to enter this vineyard.
看到他的爱，我们对他的爱有反应。
To see his love and also respond with our own love.
知道他会牧养我们。
Knowing that he will shepherd us.
最后，我们要在他里面也有这样荣耀的盼望。
And eventually we will have this glorious hope.
我们看到的不是再是旷野，不再是那野山羊的磐石。
No longer we will see just the desert or the place of a wild goat.
我们要看到这有个生命的河水，它在滋润我们。
We can see that there's a stream of water that to feed us.
这边有医治。
There is healing here.
这食物也可以果子可以当食物。
And the fruit can be used as food.
我相信我们虽然还没有到那样的光景里面，很多弟兄姐妹已经尝到生命河水的甘甜。
Even though we are not at that environment yet, but I think many brothers and sisters had already tasted this water of life.
我们在神的家里面，我们不是仅仅得救。
In the household of God, we're not just only saved.
我们在这边，我们要享受他的供应。
Here we are to enjoy His provision.
让我们能够在主里面有如此的盼望。
Let's hope that we have hope for in with one another.
这信望爱是我们往前走的一个的力量。
Faith, love, and hope is a strength that we gather when we go forward.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他是牧养我们的。
He is the one who shepherds us.
我们的好处都在他里面。
All the good things are in Him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
从隐基底的地方，你看到，我们看到主你是如此如何的牧养我们。
We can see how you shepherd us from the place of Engedi.
主，当初我们只是把你的地方看作逃亡隐蔽之处。
In the beginning, we only see this place as a place we can escape and run away from.
渐渐的，我们看到主我们在你的家中是何等的甘甜。
Slowly, we see that in your household is so sweet.
我们看到主你 也是像那凤仙花一样在你的葡萄园中。
We also see that it seems like you are the Hannah blossom in the vineyard.
我们在这边，主，我们与众弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜，主，我们在这边一起被你牧养。
As we worship together with brothers and sisters and being shepherded by you.
主，也是我们看到隐基底的地方要成为那晒网之处。
And also we see that this place of Engedi will be a place to spread the net.
有生命的河水流过。
There will be this water of life.
这树边，这西边的树能够结果。
So that the tree can bear fruit.
成为我们的食物。
To become our food.
叶子也能够成为治我们病的。
And the leaves will become that can heal us.
主，谢谢你给我们如此的盼望。
We thank you for such a hope.
主，也是求你坚固每个弟兄姐妹的心。
May you strengthen the heart of every brothers and sisters.
让我们说，主，我们在这边，主，我们能够听到主你自己的声音。
So we can say that we hear your voice.
主，如果我们还有不认识你的
，For those who do not know you yet.
我们说，我们今天我们要早早的投入这山寨里面。
They would enter into this stronghold.
我们也愿意一起来享用在生命河边的丰富。
So that we can enjoy the abundance by the water of life.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
这样祷告、赞美都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In this we pray and praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.